Yo, what's good? You listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. Yo, what's good, Unfiltered Love people? It's your guy, Kalisten, because you know I listen from heaven to earth to me to you and settle it all in love. I am the Freedom Coach, and you're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Man, it's a lot going on today, a lot going on in the world. A lot of things are just changing and transpiring, but hey, we're here, we're alive, we blessed, we see another day. You're awesome, you're beautiful, you're fearfully and wonderfully made, and so am I. So we here today, we're going to have some special guests in the studio. I just want to talk about stop damning yourself. I know I've been saying that a lot lately, but I really want people to really be encouraged and motivated to know that, guess what? You're worthy of being who you are. You're worthy of your identity. And it's a slap in God's face for you not to be who you are. So, join the episode, join the conversation, hit the star button, like, subscribe, share. Tell people to join Unfiltered Love Radio. If you listen on the Anchor app, I know you hear it live. So we thank you. Go ahead, join the Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, whatever you learned your spot of your podcast from. Let somebody else know. Let somebody else in on the conversation. We about to have some special guests. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. I'm your guy, Kalisten. Let's get it. So, like I said, we're going to have some people in here. If y'all ain't figured it out already, who I got in the studio today, though?
What's going on, everybody? It's Ian Payton. I am Academy Award-winning Best Actor and Musician. I say that
you got an Academy Award, boy?
I say that
I was about to say. I'm like, whoa. You practiced your speech already? We're going to talk about that, too.
Practicing.
You ain't the person I want to talk to. We got somebody else in the studio. Lord. Now, you may have heard the name.
Mr. Project himself.
It's funny because True was here last week and he gave you a shout out too. Yeah, I think we called you on the phone, right?
Yeah, y'all called me.
So without further ado,
chilling.
Zion Payton,
aka Lash LaRue.
If you ain't figured out, Ian is his brother, right?
What's going on?
So, Zion, Ian, what's popping?
What's going on, man? Glad to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So Academy Award winning, let's go back to that real quick before we really get into this thing.
I say Academy Award winning because I am the type of person to speak it into the universe and I'm going to receive it. So I speak it, I want to receive an Academy Award. That's my drive and goal to reach is an Academy Award for Best Actor. So.
Well, let me tell you, you are a great actor. And we're going to talk about this a little more and how I know he's a great actor. Seen the man live and in action, right?
Yes, he did.
And Zion.
Project.
Mr. Project Porno himself. And then you know the name of his project, if you heard the podcast before this, it's called The Lick.
The Lick.
So he's licking on projects, making it porno.
That is
but hey,
face.
You know.
He's lying.
This is what this guy does. Are you gonna speak up this time?
Yes, I'm gonna speak up.
Are we gonna be able to hear you?
This is my redemption, because I know y'all enjoyed me saying project as much.
17 times.
This is my redemption because he really had me nervous. I was expecting that the first time. So
if you had the video joint, you should have the count on it.
Project. Yeah, that would be hilarious. So Zion, what you got going on, bro? Actually, your brother's an Academy Award winner. Yes. What are you doing these days?
I'm actually working on a project with my brother.
A project? Another project?
A music. We're working on an EP called Summer Fall EP.
Summer Fall.
And we're actually we're starting as a group together called One Mind. So that's what we call ourselves.
We got a group. So, we got Zion and Ian Payton, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And y'all starting a group called One Mind?
Yeah.
And an EP project?
Yes.
Sir. Hold on, Unfiltered Love people. Let's see if we can get them to premiere this right here on the station. Chill out. So what's good, Unfiltered Love people? It's your guy, Kalisten. We're back with Zion and Ian Payton. And they have this new group. What is the group called again?
One Mind.
So over the break, you know, I had to convince them, had to talk them, twist it. Nah, I ain't really had to do all that. They brought this here knowing that they was going to do this project. They going to hear it for y'all, premiere for y'all first. Man, I heard this song. I'm going to talk to y'all about it. Let y'all know my thoughts and feelings. Just listen to the song. The
song is called Take You There, and it's off of our EP, Summer Fall.
And who's the who EP is it?
It's EP is by One Mind, Me and Zion project.
Thank yeah, you. Featuring Blue Melody. She's a singer up there, so here we go. Yeah. Yeah.
Girl, I got you all in all. Once you get up in my zone, we can take a couple shots of Patron, get it on. Lighting up the room before we slide up in the room. I'm a freak, come get it if you really with it too. I can put your ass to bed, get that pussy dripping wet. Put you on the counter, bring that body to the test. Cause I'm a real freak, if you wanna know. Go back it up, hold me, take off them clothes. Baby, like yes, I can take you there.
Fuck knowing each other, man. Let's take this combo back to the bed. Not to for long conversation. Got your Vicky side on them legs. Once I get you up out them clothes, let's see how loud I can make you moan. I put a little arc in your back, no hit in your heart, now I'm causing the attack. Now, girl, I've been a beast, waiting to get unleashed. Spelling your name with my tongue, greet with my ABCs. Facts. She didn't believe in me, thought she could handle the D. She thought, till I put the legs in the beat. Now she grabbing the sheets. Yeah. Fuck the double standards. I ain't here to judge you, baby, you know what the plan is.
Come on, come on.
Girl, you tryna play around, treat me like a playground. Time to take advantage, what's up?
I know once you get up in my zone, we can take a couple shots of Patron, get it on. Lighting up the room before we slide up in the room. I'm a freak, come get it if you really with it too. I can put your ass to bed, get that pussy dripping wet. Put you on the counter, bring that body to the test. Cause I'm a real freak, if you wanna know. Go back it up, hold me, take off them clothes, baby, I can take you there.
If you wanna funk tonight, if you wanna, all you gotta do is call me. We can get it on, that's right, call me. 12 o'clock in the morning. If you wanna funk tonight, if you wanna fight tonight, all you gotta do is call me. We can get it on, that's right.
CID, cause I ain't got no time for the childish game. We're wasting time, you see. Hey, baby, I practice what I preach. I can fulfill your fantasies. And once I'm in that spot, I'ma get you high. And you know I keep it G, so best believe in me. I'm a beast between what I'm all up in your jeans. Ain't no easy streets. I have you weak for weeks so easily. Don't be teasing me. Spilling your tea, telling all your friends. You can't shuck and jive, but you can't deny. Ain't nobody get your dick like this. Yeah.
I'm built to love exclusive.
Double standards. Tell me how you want it. Don't you be afraid. Afraid to answer, what's up?
I can't One Mind
calling for the treatment. You my little secret. You can meet me for the
weekend. So what's it gonna be, baby? Lighting up the room before we slide up in the room. I'm a freak, come get it if you really with it too. I can put your ass to bed, get that pussy dripping wet. Put you on the counter, bring that body to the test. Cause I'm a real freak, if you wanna know. Go back it up, hold me, take off them clothes. Baby, I can take you there.
If you wanna
fuck
tonight, you wanna fuck tonight, you gotta do is call.
Woo! Wait a minute.
Yeah.
One mind. I got some things because one of y'all said something about ABCs. The other one said it ain't a game. So I'm kind of confused. I don't think y'all were on one accord. They had one mind.
We talking about one topic. We talking about sex. We talking about getting that.
Oh, man. I got a whole reaction to this song. Let me tell y'all. Man, come back in a second. You listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. Ian and Zion, Peyton, yep. One Mind, as we just heard. What's the name of that song?
Take You There.
Take You There.
Featuring Blue Melody.
So the last Take You There I heard, and when I heard it, I'm thinking I'm about to hear Maya and the Rugrats. Take you there. I want to go there. Take you there. Da, da, da. And
that's a classic.
That is a classic. Shout out to Maya and the Little Rugrats, because that was my movie.
Timberland was on it.
So we did not get taken there. We got taken to a whole different place. And I think it's dope, but I'm still concerned. Like, are you guys wrapping up?
Yeah, all day.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We still promote.
So I think so. One thing is the song. Let's talk about the song before I even get into the rest of this. Mm-hmm. The song is dope.
Appreciate it. The song is active.
I really like the vibe of it. I like the melody. I like that way you added that you infused a woman into it. Both of y'all verses kind of. They were so similar but different that it almost, at times, I was like, wait, who's rapping? Who's doing? Which one is this?
All right.
So I really got confused, like, oh, okay. So who rapped the first verse?
First verse is me.
What are you talking about? Because I'll tell you, the ABC line, it really sticks out to me, and I don't know why.
Appreciate it.
You really worked on that one, huh?
it was easy, but I was like, damn. When I thought about it, I was like, damn, that shit is dope as hell, the thing. So I wrote it down. But my verse is...
What's the line?
Basically, I'm talking about I'm good with my tongue. My tongue game is...
Right, you know, and you saying? Can spell out the ABCs.
The ABCs.
That's dope.
Appreciate it.
Where did that come from? I mean, I don't want to know all this experience because... You know, even though this is Unfiltered Love Radio, we won't filter it just
ladies,
a little bit.
Ladies,
so, ladies, look, I want y'all to make sure before he begins to talk, because he's going to put on his... I'm very white. he probably gonna lick his lips because he light skin. You know these light
skin. Little Cool J style.
You know I'm the darkest light nigga, but you know he light skin for real. So, how did you come up with that? How did you come up with your verse and the concept?
Basically, it's just the different. You know, when it comes to sex, you get different forms of sex. Mine's is more raunchy. My verse is more trying to be raunchy, like the nasty side of sex. You know. So it's the things I've done with women, and that's why I came up with the verse and the line. So, yeah, that's how I can sum it up. Best way I can sum it up. So.
And Zion,
aka Lash LaRue and Mr. Project.
Oh, this nigga want me to call
Lash. And in the phone when Zion called cameraman.
Okay, so quick story real quick. So Zion calls me and when he's ready for the interview and he tells me, "Yo, we about to pull up, blah blah blah." And I look at my phone, I go, Zion the camera guy, and I go, who is Zion the camera guy? So I answer, because I assume it's him, and I was like, hey, Zion the camera guy, because when I first initially met them, as I probably previously said, I met them, you know, they're working on a project that I auditioned for, and it was pretty dope, and then just to see them work together, but we'll get into all that in a second. Zion, let's talk about your verse though.
My bad. No, because it's so dope the way, because my brother, he's really gifted at writing and music. He came up with the concept of it. He I know you heard the Prince song, Erotic City.
Classic.
So Zion heard it, he's like, man, I want to create my own Erotic City.
Ooh.
And that's where the idea Take You There came from. And I just piggybacked off of it. I was like, Zion, how about we just sit there? And I was like, what about double standards? There's things that goes on when it comes to women and men, double standards. That's why one of the lines was like, fuck the double standards. Sometimes I want to sit there, and when I meet the girl, I don't want to, you know.
Hold on.
Go. What you got to say?
There are double standards. What double standards do you want to have?
Double standards?
So you want a girl to put on a strap and to bend you up?
No.
Double standards.
Let me clarify. When it comes to double standards, it's like, what I'm talking about is like we worry about the body count. Why we sit there and like worry about a girl having a body count when a man has a body count that much?
I don't think Megan Thee Stallion worries about her body count, nor the City Girls.
Or more so, not just
body. I'm just saying, I understand where you're going with this, but we don't live like 10 years ago. We live right now, 2019.
It is bought up.
Maybe
like,
in relationships.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, sometimes you want to meet a girl. Like, take you there. Like, I don't care about it. I just want to get, you know, sometimes you don't want to sit there and get to know her.
But it's so funny. I think back when we listened to hip hop and the way it used to go, we used to say you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. But the City Girls have proven that wrong.
What?
All of them have proven that right. Nicki Minaj. I mean, and these are people that were, they talk about their sexual experiences and as a woman, and they've taken their power back as women, and I think that's awesome. I think that's great.
Right.
Because nobody should be able to condemn them for what they're doing, and men are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Like Summer Walker, girls need love too. I love it. Because you know what? Who's having that conversation and who's saying, hey, yeah, you're right, girls do need love too. Mm-hmm. But then she's able to say, no, I just need some.
And that's why why we came up with that line. Like,
so I get double standards. I get you to say after double standards, and I like that. I just wanted you to clarify because
I know
I don't want you to get the strap. But
No. But that's what we came up with the line, and that's what we came up.
Hey, people. Hey, to anybody out there that's your thing. That's you. Yeah. Like whatever you're doing, like that's you. Like we don't condemn that. We don't judge it. But I just wanted I know this guy, and I just wanted to make sure.
No, and I'm glad because I don't. But that's what we came up.
You get some little IG DM. Like, I heard you on Unfiltered Love Radio. No, and some girls like, is she a female? She bad. She like, you freaky. She like, I got the strap.
And I'm gonna tell her no, baby. No,
let's
baby.
Be like Usher and Trey Places.
that brings a different perspective.
<That, laughs> I'm just trading. This nigga say he gonna be on the bottom. She gonna be on the top. I'm like, oh. We're trading spaces. Yeah. So Zion, let's talk about your verse real quick. We didn't got off way on the tangent.
That's all I did, but go ahead, Zion. My bad.
Oh no, my verse is just more being like the straightforward type of guy. Like, if you're really about that, just be who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like
about what?
About own your sexuality. Like, if you want to take it there, that's why the song is called Take It There. If you want to take it there to that next level and express your sexuality in that way, then it's okay for you to do it with me. Just don't beat around the bush and play around as if this is not you as that type of person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Especially if there's like signs of you showing like, okay, I see that you really want to pursue me, then pursue me. Don't be afraid to because of what other people judge me. You know what I'm saying?
So you feel like a woman should be able to approach you just like you approach her?
Yeah, I feel
like. And be able to say that they want sex and they want to be able to do these.
I agree. Because I've been in a situation where the girls sit there and be like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this and that. And then when you get in person and y'all about to do it, I'm like, damn, girl, like, you were sitting there talking all of this.
This brings up a good topic point. You listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. I got some questions for them with the world that we live in today. Yo, what's good? It's your guy, Calistus, because I listen from heaven and earth to me, to you, and sell it all in love. I am the Freedom Coach, and you're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. That's one thing. Like, so you listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. We just back here talking about the thing. So my question to y'all, like, girl, I think everybody's been in that situation, mm-hmm. where the woman wants the man to probably be the more aggressor,
right?
And I mean, and women they tend to like aggressive guys, right?
And women like that.
And women, yeah, that's their thing. They're like, well, I'm a woman, blah, blah. But there are some aggressive women too, you know, that like that. Living in this Me Too era. Do you feel more? Is that a safety blanket if the woman approaches you more?
You want to answer that first, or?
Yes, because I feel like when it comes to men approaching women, there's always a certain standard. There's like, even when it, like, for example, when it comes to a job, it works both ways, but when it comes to a job, it's like you can't say certain things to a woman. You can't. You know, certain gestures you can't make. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's such a much of a stronger movement when it comes to women and being in a Me Too movement than it is for men. Because there's been cases of men being being molested or raped, but it's not as prominent and strong as the Me Too movement opinion.
So when you say it's not as prominent and strong, are you saying that men lack a voice in that?
Yes.
And is it because they didn't say anything or because of the stigma that's attached to them saying something?
I feel both, honestly.
Okay.
I feel like both. Men don't speak out too much about it because of the simple fact that we're held accountable being a strong person. And not only that, I mean, a man's supposed to like a woman's pleasure, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of where it comes from. At least that's how I feel and think.
A man's supposed to like a woman's pleasure?
As far as like a woman, you know, as far as like a woman throwing themselves upon them, it's like oh shit, this girl threw you a puzzle. You should be enjoying that type of thing. Like, don't. You know what I'm saying? Why are you shunning yourself away from that? But just for the simple fact, like, like I said, it's not as strong as a woman's, like, Me Too movement. The Me Too movement is more strong. I don't know if you want to...
Wait, so, okay, that was Zion. Ian, I guess for you, my question is, when you're coming up with these verses and these lyrics and you're saying that, you know, you would like a woman to F the double standards.
Mm-hmm.
So, how does that look in reality to you? And especially with this Me Too movement, is that like a safety?
It is kind of like a safety because I want to sit there and in the back of my mind is like, okay, I want to press her, but I don't want to press her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to, and I want her to sit there and come after me. I want to be come after, like, I want a woman to come after
me. Oh, you
want to
be a piece of meat.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't...
You want to be like... Because you know what I think of? I think of Wile E. Coyote, and when he sees the Roadrunner...
Yeah.
Like, the Roadrunner is you.
I want...
Yeah.
Like, I want... I want a woman to sit there and really... Like, I don't want to sit there and go after you, because I don't want to sit there and, like, a woman's like, oh, he got me in. Like Bill Cosby. I don't want...
Right.
You know?
And so... But that brings up a thing. So... And we were talking about this earlier in a private discussion about, you know, the culture and how things change and how we put new standard, we put yesterday's principles on new standards of today and blah, blah, blah. Right. But I think for us, we never knew what rape culture was.
Mm-hmm.
We never knew that, you know, grabbing a girl's arm or saying, hey, yo, come home with me will make them feel uncomfortable, right?
Right.
Because that was never disclosed to us. And now that we kind of live in this society and this is our world, this is our reality, It is easier, and I'm the same way. I would rather a woman approach me these days than me catcalling or doing those things. And even just the thought of me disrespecting a woman and saying, oh, well, Kel said, blah, and I'm like, oh, no, I didn't mean it that way.
Right, right, right.
I was just trying to tell you how beautiful I thought you were, mm-hmm. and if you wanted to go out and get it. But it can be taken in so many different ways, you know.
And that's so funny, because today I was on the phone with Zion and my mom, and a girl I sit there and talk to frequently. I flirt with her, and, you know, she jokes around and stuff like that. Me and her joke back and forth. And I was sitting there, saw her, and I was like, girl, you looking so delicious. My mom on the phone was like, stop that. You know, you might get in trouble. She might sex her. I was like, Mom, this is me and her. We joke like that. But she was, in the back of my mind, I didn't tell her. I was like, damn, she is kind of right. Because she could sit there and say, oh, he sexual harassed me and stuff like that. But this is what we do. This is what I do. And she accept that because she's like, oh, you silly.
Guess what's the craziest part to that, too? A woman behind her could have been offended.
Yeah. And you're right. And you're absolutely right.
And
then
so the conversation of y'all joking, because I've been in those situations where me and this person, we understand what's going on, but other people didn't know.
Yeah.
That creates a whole nother thing.
Yeah, and you absolutely
because now
right.
They're harassed by your comments. And then so now we really have to be just mindful of what we're saying, who we're saying around, and is it the proper environment?
And the part of it, that's pretty, like, it's kind of sad in a sense, because, you know, sometimes you're not acting like a dog, or you're not trying to be on that Me Too move. You're just sitting there flirting, and you're flirting with that.
But when does flirting go too far?
When does flirting go too far? I feel like when she says stop.
But see, that's the thing. What if she doesn't have, what if she feel like, what if nobody's empowered her to say stop?
I feel like you feel an energy. You can feel the energy.
You can feel the energy. You can feel. You know when there's an uncomfortable tension.
Because you know, a lot of times I find out when talking to women, I find out that they may be attracted to you. They may like you, and they may want the same thing you want. But because of societal norms and standards that, you know, we're slowly coming away from, where they don't feel as, oh, I can't say no to him.
Mm-hmm.
They still feel like we have a power over them. Which is sad, but it's the honest truth.
That's crazy, because I feel like I don't got, I mean...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't feel like we have it, but you're a man, and if you're an attractive man, and this girl, she's like, oh, well, he may have some influence, like you're an actor, right?
Right.
And you're like a creative creator of all things, but like, you're the camera guy. So, you know, they see that as an opportunity. Like, oh, man, well, we can build this and this and this together. Or he can help me propel this. Especially if, like, say the girl want to be a model or get into acting. But then they're admired by what you do. And they're admired by you. And they think you're attractive. It's harder to be like, well, no. You know, it's not that they don't want to say no. It's just like, well, will this mess up my opportunity with, right. you know, my next project, my next thing? And that's not to say that women are just thinking about, you know, that next thing.
Yeah.
But creating that emotional connection, she may have not really wanted to do it at the time, or she may have changed her mind.
Right, right.
And I know this is a heavy, deep topic, and we didn't.
No, I mean, but that, but that's a topic just, to talk about.
And, that, and that's just the reality we live in, though. And it's just how, you know, it's like, how do we, because for me, one of my big things is training guys not to be a part of that rape culture, not to be catcalling, not to, because I never knew that that was disrespectful.
Well, yeah, I didn't know either. I mean, but I feel like if a woman's sitting there, like,
entertaining,
yeah, entertaining. It's not a problem.
But see, but that's where the problem.
But like you said, but that's a somebody part of the, else could be
right
listening.
And but and then that's a part of the problem too, because they may be entertaining because they may think that that's the, what they're supposed to do, mm-hmm. act accordingly.
But is it wrong on your part though if she's sitting there?
But see, but that's the thing. It's our part not to even do it. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. We'll be back. So we talking about black success and being a Tony Award, a Grammy Award winners, Oscar Award winners. What you want to be, Zion? The camera guy of the year? I'm just joking, bro. Hey.
I'll take it as an award.
Hey, hey. You want the award? I'm right. Let me write you an award right now. Camera guy of the year, Zion Payton. Say it.
Camera guy of the award.
I thought you was going to say your name.
Lash LaRue, a.k.a. Lash LaRue.
He always want me to say this. I'm not going to say it, though. That's the funny part.
You know my name is Lashley.
No, that's your Instagram name, buddy. That's what we call you on IG. Yeah,
that's where you find me, too, Lashley.
So, one of the things that I really love about this whole thing, this whole conversation, is y'all brothers.
Yes.
Like, blood brothers.
Yes.
And I remember
same mom,
the first time,
same dad.
I remember the first time walking in and talking to Q. Truly Fresh. Shout out to my guy. Man, you know, Pretty in the City tour is still going on.
Yes,
so if y'all ain't heard it, yep. Maybe say the interview with him and Rob J I had in here recently. You know, go check it out. He was like, yeah, two of them brothers. And he tells me this whole thing. And I was like, okay, cool. And when I walked in, I'm like, oh, yeah, they both brothers. Like, it was like, it's like an obvious.
Do we look alike? Yeah. You know, y'all can't see us. We do?
Y'all that's, do. Y'all, crazy. You know what? It's like he's the younger version of you.
That's mad crazy because granted, he's my brother, but I don't see it because it's like the stature, the size, the look.
Right, but that's the thing. If you were to take you, have you seen the movie, what's the Will Smith, Gemini Man?
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't about it.
Bro, you got to watch Gemini Man.
It's good?
And I don't want to give too much away, but I think we all know that it's Will and then another Will, yeah. Right? And then, but it's a, and when you look at that, that's kind of how I see y'all.
Wow, that's crazy.
I see you like, in the past, I'm like, oh, this is probably what it was to hang around in the past. So okay, great.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's kind of dope.
I'd say he's my twin, man, for real. Because when I'm out and he's not with me, we always together. But when we're separate and like they see me, where's Zion at?
So that is kind of funny though, because the day he came with True, I was looking like, oh, him and his brother must do things separately. Right?
I mean, we do.
But in my head, I met y'all together, so yeah. I assume that, oh, they probably hang, they're into the same kind of things, they like the same kind of stuff. So, you know, and as two black men, how does that work?
Because
that's kind of dope, because you don't see those family ties really that strong
these days. Real shit, like, growing up, me and him always went back and forth.
Really?
Like,
I was terrible.
Like we
you're the annoying little brother?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really? Oh, I would never imagine you being that Zion.
I flourished.
Like
I mean, you still could be so just to let y'all know, this man comes to the stool and was like, yeah, I'm creating a whole room up here. This is about to be my crib, and I'm like, okay.
Nigga telling him, and like, you know what you going to cook and shit.
You know what? And he asking me when I'm a cook. He want this Unfiltered Love food because y'all already know Unfiltered Love food. You know, put it out there. Go order yours today. Meal prep and catering. And I don't even say nothing. Like, I take it like a little brother. Like, all right, well, just come eat, bro. Like, whatever you want. Like,
that's what's dope about Zion. That's what, like real shit I love about Zion. Zion's just like, he don't give a fuck. He give a fuck, but he don't give a fuck. And he make himself... You get Zion. Like, he's honest, he's he's chill, man. And that's what I love about my brother. But we did not like each other growing up one bit.
Wow, a lot of fights in the crib?
Fights, and my dad used to hate that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Be brothers, love each other.
Exactly, and that's what he was saying.
So wait, so I have a little brother, right? Shout out to my little brother, you know. God, the poet shit is what he calls it. Because, you know, like, and he is. And so... one of the things I remember growing up, one of the worst things is like, I think he cut my ear with a knife.
Oh shit. Well, we ain't that deep.
Yeah, right. So my mom's a single mom and she didn't play none of that.
Right.
We would fight every day and what she would do was move the couches and like go in the middle of the floor. One of y'all gonna fight right now. And she's like, whoever loses, I'm gonna beat their ass.
Wow.
She a tough little crack. Ain't you a tough cookie woman? Yeah, my mama was tough. And so I remember that, right? And then me and my little brother, I feel like we hated each other at some moment. And I'm the oldest. So anything he did that was messed up, and it's only two of us, which makes it even worse. So if it's only two of you, and y'all kind of, we 3 years apart, 3 or 6 months almost exactly to date, which is another creepy.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, how did y'all get through like that arguing period, and when did it kind of like go? What was the worst fight? Let's talk about that. Zion, what did you do that was the worst?
I remember one specifically was, I got so mad to the point that I said I'm gonna grab a pot and hit you upside the head. But then that's when my mom interjected. I was.
About how old were you?
I would say I was probably about,
I think I'm about to clean my shit with a cast iron skillet.
14.
Oh, a cast iron too?
Yeah, yeah. My mom had 14, a cast 15, iron
skillet. And my mom had cleaning the strength shit of God in her to, like, wrestle me to the ground. I don't know where the fuck
that was the worst.
I was like, damn, I felt like I was getting jumped. That's how much, like, she, like, barricading in from that happening. I mean, it was more so a threat than actually wanted to happen. But yeah, I think that was one of the worst.
Oh shit. Well, I was about to say something else.
I mean,
which
I
one do you say?
Mine too,
that nigga swole my jaw.
What?
Yeah. I'm honest about it. Yeah, he stole off of me. Like, he was out of line with an incident between our parents.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yo, chill out, bro. Like, it ain't, like, that's still your parents at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I fuck man and shit and all that stuff. And my cousin was there, and next thing you know, I forgot what was said, but I was like, you ain't gonna do shit, man. So we in each other's face. Next thing you know, I called that nigga bluff. Nigga, link my shit. I mean, I ain't
like, was you looking like Martin?
No,
you
my
know
nigga.
That episode,
You seen The Godfather? You remember when Michael got his jaw broken?
Yeah,
my
bro.
My shit was swollen for a week.
What?
I was literally talking like Michael and shit.
So every time you looked in the mirror, was you ready to beat his ass again?
No, I beat his ass then. Like,
but was you ready to do it again? Because every time if my little brother do something, because you know I'm the oldest.
Right.
So being the older one, don't you feel like you always gotta win?
I agree with that.
You always gotta win.
Yeah, I agree with that.
After that,
like talking to my dad and my cousin, and I was like, nah, I ain't going, like, it ain't even, at the end of the day, that's still my brother, that's still my blood.
Yeah.
Like, we gonna bicker and fight, because me and him, we're really, really close. We're 3 years apart, but we're really close.
Are y'all 3 years apart too?
Yeah, we're three years apart. Crazy. We shared the same room up until 17.
Bruh! You almost have my whole life.
Real shit.
And then me and my little brother, we were so
close. Do y'all share the same friends? You and your brother?
No.
No?
Some of our friends were the same and some of them were different. But we shared the same room, but we were polar opposites. I'm a Clippers fan, he's a Lakers fan.
Mm-hmm.
I was a Cowboys fan, he's a 49ers
fan. Oh, you're a Cowboys fan?
So a lot of things were like that, you know. Family relations here on Unfiltered Love Radio. You're listening to your guy, Kalistens, because I listen from heaven to earth to me to you and sell it all love. We'll be back in just a second. So we back on Unfiltered Love Radio. So, Zion.
Yes.
I was going to say it. When you're creating, what are you creating? What are you thinking about? Because I feel like you're always working on different projects and you have different things going on. And how do you, and then I feel like your personality is always in it. So how do you continue to put your personality of staying humble and creating these new projects?
When I'm creating, my mind is like, I ain't even gonna lie, it's all over the place.
He's scatterbrained as hell.
I'm very scatterbrained.
Yeah, I'm not gonna tell y'all how long it took for this interview to take place. But, you know, you ain't heard him for a while, right? So, Truth's been here 3 times. Zion's been here once. That should tell you something.
I had to bring the whole crowd with me, so I'd make a big impact when I came here. So, But nah, really, my brain is really scatterbrained. I'm really scatterbrained when I write stuff. It's like mental notes that I, and concepts that I think of when I hear a certain beat. So when I hear a certain like mood, a beat, it gives me a certain feel. So I'm like, okay, I really like jot down notes into my notepad and my phone, and like I go over certain topics that I don't want to repeat. So I literally just like go through my phone and write as much as I possibly can to figure out, okay, what exactly I want to talk about based off the feel of the beat that I get. Yeah, and I put my personality, I try to stay authentic to myself because I don't want to sound like nobody else, but at the same time, I do want to be in tune with the music that's playing nowadays. So I
right.
you know, have that type of, you know.
So I like that. I like that being able to be a part of the world, but not being the world.
Exactly.
So, and that's the thing, because we do at some point, for me, be authentic, but you got to become all things to all people that somebody may understand where you're coming from.
Exactly. Right?
So I like that. I like that you said that. What's next? What you got going on? Because I got a little snippet from one of your guys that was here earlier.
Yes, sir.
D'Angelo Xavier. Yes, sir. Shout out.
Shout out to D'Angelo.
Boy, dope. He's dope. And he said y'all was working on some stuff. So what's up with that?
Basically, with this new project, me and my brother, we actually, if y'all don't know if we said it, we wrote Hall of Mirrors, like the, I don't like to say.
What's Hall of Mirrors?
Hall of Mirrors is his second.
That's D'Angelo's project,
D'Angelo's
right?
Project.
Oh, yeah, dope project.
Yeah. We wrote, I don't like to say, skits, it's more like a script to it, or scenes to his project that kind of flow in.
So storylines.
Yeah.
Storylines to match the music.
Exactly. And so for his next project, it's the same type of thing. It's a concept album, and I'm going to be teaming up with him and other sorts of writers that's going to be a part of it to basically do the same thing like we did with Hall of Mirrors, tie the story in with the music, and the music plays as the soundtrack. But also a connection to it. So
that's dope. So, you know, I think a lot of people are doing a lot of visuals. I think one of the greatest visuals, I'm not gonna say, what do you think the best visual was in the last, you know, since you've been living, that you've seen? Or even seen, you know, it could have been before your time. Because music and visuals, I think when they go together, we're able, because we always feel something when we hear music, right?
Correct.
And we always see something like that. So that's the way my brain works. I see colors, then I see like a painting, then I see the actual what's going on. I see a whole movie scene. And so I got just hear a beat for like 2-10 seconds and I didn't came up with a whole storyline. But I also do that when I'm people walking in Walmart. But hey, you know, I'm just a people watcher, so I make up stories. What do you think the greatest visual was?
I can't think of something off the top of my head because I'm so invested into like certain artists and certain, like, my artistry as much, but, the first thing that pops up inside my head is I like how, Kanye West, like, how he, can, like, for example, what's his album?
Twisted.
Yeah, I like how he created, like, his own universe with that album and then told a story through his visuals. It was all fantasy, but it was just how he went about orchestrating it and tying it to the overall concept of dark twisted fantasy. So I like to just be all out of the box when it comes to music. So try to look at what's going on and try to see what's different that we can do.
And so how do you relate that to like what's going on in the world to be relevant? Because I know you said about that relevancy part,
mm-hmm.
but then if you're living in this, you know, this visual thing, how do you make your audience just like, hey, we need this too?
Sometimes I feel like the audience does misses things that they're not used to getting. But you said as far as relevancy, just putting in overall, whether society issues or certain, I'm trying to find the words, certain things that we're hip to that we incorporate within the music as well. Because that's, we say phrases, we do certain, we see certain things that is nowadays, so we incorporate that within the music as well as in the videos and the music, just to bring overall essence to the era that we're in. So just being, I guess just being relevant as possible by throwing those, like, in, like those little indentations of the now, you know what I'm saying? So
the now.
And with the our music, One Mind, we kind of bringing something that's been missing for a long time. especially in today's era, everything is like trap and boom, basically trap. And, you know, dark music. With our music, when you listen to Summerfall EP, you get a sense of a nostalgia. It's refreshing.
So you mentioned Summerfall EP. Mm-hmm. When we getting it, bro?
We are 90% done. We just got touched.
But it's almost the winter.
No, but when you listen to it, it's still, you get that cuffing. Like, our music is, and I ain't gonna lie, it's for the ladies. And fellas, you can listen to it too, but it's more for the ladies, but it's also a good feeling music. Something you haven't heard. Like, you know, when you listen to Ja Rule and Jennifer Lopez joint, that, like, okay. Yeah, it give you that type of vibe.
So it's a feel good.
It's feel good. And I feel like that's what's missing in music. Like, I want to turn up. Sometimes, I bangs with Travis Scott and all of them. But sometimes I want to sit there and chill, drive with my shorty and to the beach, to the ocean front, and listen to some feel good music.
Okay.
And that's what you get out of Summer Fall EP. It's nice. Music me and my brother grew up listening to, from smooth jazz to R&B to pop to.
So you said you grew up listening to it. So who are those musical influences, and what are some of those tones and textures that we hear that you guys are putting together? You say the Ja Rule and J-Lo and Ashanti kind of movement.
So
Gotti, Merrick.
One of the songs is called Fresh Friday, and it's basically a cookout feel music.
Okay.
But you can also.
So we're going to Electric Slide?
Check it out, though. You can play it. You can play it once you get off of work and you're driving home. Mm. You had a long day at work, and this is for the ladies and fellas as well, if you want to. You've been driving, you worked all day, you slaved all week. You pop this junk in, you're going to sit there like, damn.
So this is my question, because I am a music connoisseur. I love.
I heard, because you was playing some dope music before the podcast.
So if I'm listening, and R&B is my thing. Neo soul is my genre. Neo soul, gospel, R&B, blues, jazz, country, you name it. I just love music. Classical is like, anyway, I can go on forever.
I can't get into country. That's
bro,
one genre.
Let me tell you some
into.
Of the greatest stories that you'll ever hear.
It's in country music.
Oh my
I've heard that.
You know, it ain't just the honky tonky going up.
It's just the tempo.
Let me tell you, I learned I think most people might know this if you really know me. One of my favorite country artists is Kenny Rogers. Kenny Rogers told me a few things. He told me how to treat a lady. Kenny Rogers told me how to always have a poker face no matter what. When Kenny Rogers said, "You gotta know when to hold."
That's Kenny Rogers' song?
Know when to fold.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but you know what it taught me? When I joined the military, I remember singing that song in my head, thinking, oh man, you gotta be able to put on a poker face and be able to know when it's time for you to give up. Because we so tough and we so strong, we so masculine. Yeah, I'm gonna win. You gotta know when to fold it.
True.
You gotta know when to, but you gotta know when to stand up and take it too.
Yeah,
cause it'll all be done when the evening's done.
True.
Hey, so you know I love country, bro. Yeah, Kenny Chesney. I don't know. I'm a big country fan, and I don't even know. I don't know. I just love it.
That's something I can't get into, man.
But to me that's ironic because you're an Academy Award winner.
Yes.
To me.
Yes.
And it's coming.
Appreciate it.
Bro.
Man, thank you.
And we're gonna get into that in a second. But for you being able to listen to country music, for me, I can see you just going through that whole motion and acting it out, right?
Right.
And we actually gonna go through a motion though here, something that I do often.
Okay.
And I got a game for you to play. So you listen up to Love Radio. Later on, we're going to play this game with him because it's something that I do. And if you follow my IG and stuff, you've seen me do this a few times. We about to get in it.
Oh,
come back. Unfiltered Love Radio. So what's good, Unfiltered Love people? It's your guy, Kalissons, because you know I listen from heaven up to me to you and settle it all in love. Talking to... Ian is Ian Payton.
What's going on?
Academy Award winner.
Best actor. Best actor.
What you going to get an award in? Best camera guy. Best director.
Guy.
Best writer. Best
Grammy.
Artist. But yeah, I mean.
Songwriter of the year. If that's one of those.
That is actually one of those. That's actually the one that I want. I want songwriter.
Oh, y'all gonna be in competition.
And we won't be in competition. We'll work together. We might get into
the duo. I like that.
There's no competition.
I like that.
There can't be competition when you have too many creative people. And it's funny. I'm happy you mentioned that because I was going. What keeps you guys out of competition? Because y'all kind of the same.
When it comes to music?
When it comes to everything, though.
When it comes to music, see, I'm beginning in, like, music running our blood, for one. I'm kind of new to music, but I freestyle with my brother. I come up with hooks, so that's how.
Oh, you like me? You the hook guy?
Yeah, I'm the hook guy.
Being a hook guy is clutch, ain't it?
It is. It has its perks.
Yeah, it does.
But Zion is more gifted in music. I always tell him. So when Zion come up with a dope verse, I always try to sit there and I try to outbeat Zion when it comes.
That's
to
good. Verse. So it's healthy competition.
It's healthy competition.
Yeah, one of the things is comparison really kills. I think comparison kills all of our imaginations, our dreams, and what we're supposed to be. And I really think if you're just good at what you do, your gift will make room for you. Like, it creates spaces for you. I just think in life, like, sometimes we are so, like, I want to be the best this, I want to be the best this, I want to be the next this, I want to be like this person. Be you.
Right.
Be you.
Right.
You know, and I say that often, and that's what we talk about on Filter Love Radio, is being you and what is the authentic you is supposed to be. We have a believed existence, and I believe if we believe that our existence is purposeful and is meaningful, then we'll be something, right?
Yeah.
But then you have to know that you were here for a reason, and that only you can reach the audience you're supposed to reach. You may not have 1 million fans. You may only have 10,000, but those 10,000 are with you. They're with you and they are who you're supposed to be. So, you were in a movie recently.
Yes.
Bro.
Thankful for My Family. That's the
Thankful
movie.
Thankful for My Family.
Written, directed, produced by Shelton R. Johnson.
Bruh.
VA native. Norfolk Bruh. Native. Yeah.
Bruh. Who did you play in this movie?
I played Shane Jr.
Let me tell y'all about Shane, bro. This Negro. Had to sound like an old granddaddy. This Negro. You acted your butt off in that movie.
Appreciate it.
Like,
man.
You really was really, you know how, like, sometimes you watch him. I'm gonna tell y'all how this movie was, and I just my realistic, real point of view. My intern, she came with me that night. She was with me that night.
And you never introduced
her.
She was with me. I introduced her to you.
You did?
And I, well, you.
Nah, yeah, I saw you coming off the same day.
We're twins now.
Shut up. No, I didn't. I was like, oh, this is Marquita. Marquita. Shout out. She was standing right with me, and then I was like, well, he's the one that was in the, he's going to be in the movie, blah, because at first when I saw you coming in, and I was like, yeah, he's going to be in the movie, blah, 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 and I was like, we're going to interview them, and she was like, oh, great.
Right, she was supposed to be here tonight.
She was supposed to be here tonight. So you wasn't here tonight, yeah. We missed you, but we know you're going to listen, so,
yeah.
You got to, you know, take notes. she knew, that's what she did. She'd be proud of me, but, tell us about the movie, bro. How was it?
Thankful for My Family is, like I said, it's written and directed by Shelton R. Johnson. He is also the writer of 3 novels, Thankful for My Family, Married to My Family, and sorry, Shelton, if you're listening.
The Family Holiday one.
Yes, Family Holiday.
See?
It's the third one, too. New Year's to My Family, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, all of them are books, and he turned his first one, Thankful for My Family, into a motion picture. And I happen to have the privilege and honor to play one of the characters in the book, Shane Jr.
So let's talk about Shane Jr. Shane Jr., when the movie first come on, is kind of like, you're wondering, like, who is this dude that kind of look like Smokey from Friday? Because the movie, let me tell y'all about this movie. The movie, for me, has this 90s, 2000 feel, right? And it's like, if you come home on a Sunday, you cut on BET, and you're just like, you know that movie you don't really know if you want to watch or not, but then you get stuck watching it, and then you're just like, why haven't I turned the channel yet? And I'm just being dead ass. That's how the movie was. It's like,
That's good, then.
It is. It was like, I can't turn the channel, and then I'm laughing, and then, like, you start getting caught up into the actual storyline because you just sat there and just kept watching it. So I felt like it was a Sunday after church, and I'm like, what movie is this? Okay, let it play in the background. But then I really got invested into each character, and then you want to know. And then my guy Ed was in there, you know.
Yeah.
Both of the McCants actually was in there.
They play Samantha and Man.
Yeah, man. It was exciting because you think you're going to see one person, and you wind up seeing 4 people that you know in the movie. You're like, yo, this is dope. I know half the cast. So it's kind of dope. Was that your first movie?
That was my first
movie. Yeah, freaking right.
That's my first movie.
That was your first movie.
That's my first.
So movie. By that being your first movie, what did you learn?
I learned a lot, man. I learned a lot that, one, acting is really not that easy. Like, people think it's easy, but it's not that easy. Right. But I learned a lot from the cast and crew, like how to deliver your lines, and just, I work with a bunch of comedians, and they are really funny in person and on screen when you see the movie. But I learned a lot from them. I learned a lot from Shelton because it was his first time directing. Mm-hmm. But I learned a lot from them, from just delivering your lines and just how to get certain angles and lighting and the technical side and even the acting side. So, yeah, I learned a lot working on the set.
So what's the next movie you think you want to do?
The next movie...
And what kind of role do you want to play? Because let's talk about Shane's character for a second. Mm-hmm. Shane, you kind of played a playboy.
Yeah.
Had a bunch of baby mamas. You know that. And it's funny because your look, you have that look for that. And then, but it's not who you really are.
Nah. Me and Shane are totally different.
So we were laughing earlier. I was like, yo, how many baby mamas you got, bro? And he was like, no, I don't wear a backwards hat to real life or jewelry. And I was like, well,
I'm not a jewelry person. And when you see the movie, I don't dress like Shane. I'm more like, I always said when the back in the day, I was like, I'm going to be on the GQ magazine.
Right. Like, so, and then you having those aspirations, doing this thing is a big leap and step for you. When did you just know acting was for you?
I always been into movies. I originally wanted to be, and I'm still going to later on in life. I went to school for directing. I wanted to become a director. My favorite directors growing up was Michael Bay, M. Night Shyamalan.
Ooh, my two favorites.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, my two favorites.
Bro, I always wanted to be a director. And growing up as a kid, my dad told me, and I remember these moments, I had a problem. I had a comprehension problem reading and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So my dad would sit there and pull up scripts online, and me and him would sit there and read scripts.
Was your dad an actor?
No.
Or did he just cultivate that gift because he knew you wanted it?
He kind of cultivated it because he loved movies as well. My dad is a singer. He loved music. He's just like Zion. He was he was good. He's good at singing. But going to school, they said I always had a comprehension problem when it comes to reading. And my dad was like, nah, well, we're going to fix that. So me and him would pull up scripts on screen, online, and like, me and my dad's favorite movie is The Godfather. So we'll read lines from The Godfather and act them out and stuff like that.
Nice.
But originally I wanted to be a director until I met with a guy, and he was like, yo, you want to, I went to him for directing, learning how to direct. And he was like, you want to be an actor? I was like, nah. So I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? I want to step outside of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be that shy, timid, because I'm pretty much of a shy guy. I don't like being in front of stuff. So I was like, you know what? I want to take a leap. I want to do something different. So I was like, let me try acting out. So long story short, I did a talent show for him, and just I got that high, that buzz, and to actually see people like, yo, you're really good at it. And plus, in high school, I took acting 1 and 2.
So, were you ever in any plays in high school or anything? Play production, none of that?
None. I just acted. I took acting classes as an elective. Attending Maury High School, I took acting classes.
Okay.
And stuff. But never took it serious, but...
Right. So, what's next?
What's next? Right now, I'm...
Well, acting-wise.
Right now, I'm just... Staying ready. I'm attending acting classes, and when you was at the premiere, Shelton was like, I'm going to be in his feature
right.
projects and stuff like that. So just working with him, and then just going to auditions and you know, working.
So you have like the whole profile. You got your whole GQ.
Yeah, I need to take some new headshots. I need to take some new more professional headshots. But yeah, I'm in the process of taking new ones, but I got one.
Dope.
And just staying ready, man.
Well,
staying ready
and being positive. But we're about to get them when we come back. You listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. So look, we back. We here. Ian and Zion in the room. Zion, what you got to tell us, bro?
What I got to tell you? I don't know what I got to tell
you. You don't know what you got to tell me?
I'm just, okay. I was listening to Square Biz. And I'm to that.
Zion kind of giving away what's about to happen. So let me tell y'all what I do with my life. With my life, if anybody's ever rode the car with me, you know that I love music. No matter what song comes on my playlist, you know, one minute we'll be worshiping, the next minute I'll be like, get on the floor! You just never know. It's like, Jesus, get on the floor! Like, oh, okay, well, that was all awesome. Yeah, that's my favorite rapper. Mystical and Mace are my favorite rappers because I love people that change music.
What? Mystical changed music?
Yeah. Before Mystical, we didn't have... Don't get me started on this. I get real, like, amped about
You look like you about to get into it. So,
before Mystical, nobody was really talking about, like, this hypersexual thing and being the best guy, but in his way. Nobody was yelling and screaming in the microphone. I was about
to say, you had two live crew there.
Right, but they weren't yelling and screaming in the microphone. No. They were just throwing... Who?
Buster.
But Buster don't really talk about sex the way Mystical talks about sex. He don't talk about back. And then Mystical will also throw in a real, like, point. Like, if it ain't live, it ain't me. And he'll be like, this ain't Black Sabbath. I'm Michael Tyler. Like, what? Give me my Grammy because you didn't do your job. He talked to publicists at that point. You're like, what? Mm. And then next thing he tell you to shake it. But that's all on shake your ass.
Shake your ass.
Danger. So he's, you know, you get this Louisiana style that we hadn't really been introduced to since, like, probably Fat Domino. We hadn't been introduced to that, like, since, like, the early 60s and 70s. You hear this whole Louisiana, and every song has that Louisiana band in there.
Yeah.
And had that influence. So don't play with me about Mystical.
I'm sorry to talk about
But I love Nelly, too, and I love Nas. I love people who actually change what we're listening to in the moment. So I'm a big Migos fan. Because before the Migos, everybody was just basically sounding the same. The Migos came and was like, and it was ripping in Versace. Got it?
Yeah, I like, ah! Real talk, I ain't like
And everybody's like, that's mumble rap. And whether it's mumble rap or not, it changed the whole culture of how we listen to music today.
True.
Nobody's rapping slow until Mace came along. Now Mace be the one. Like, why is nigga rapping so slow?
You know all the banana.
Right. And then talking about love and getting married and a girl, and now we have a Drake. Mystical, we have probably a blue face. I don't know if that's good. But I'm just saying, like, those people that are able to influence the other people, whether they realize it or not. Nelly, we get the combination of country and hip-hop.
Yeah.
You get people merging genres together like, what? So then you can have a little Nas X.
Yeah.
So, we're going to play a game with this guy. So, like I said, if you've ever been in the car with me, you know I love music. And I love to do stuff, right? So, Ian, you're an actor, right?
Yeah.
And you won an Academy Award, right?
Yeah.
So, you know the song Square Biz by Tina Marie?
Yeah.
You said it's one of your favorite old school songs.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
So, what I want you to do, I want you to have a conversation with her about the song.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
A conversation.
So, if y'all don't know the song, it's Square Biz by the late, great Tina Marie. And I'll start it off for you.
All right, yeah.
So... You want me to get up and do what? Tina, why are you yelling at me to get up? Okay, let's try something. I don't get what we're doing. So I'm up, I'm moving, I'm shaking my shoulders. And Tina, where you at? Oh. That's me dancing to the latest. I'm the greatest and I'm real suave. You already know what's up, baby.
I told him too.
What you tell him?
I tell him. This is history right here, baby.
What happened? So you put your hands up.
Hey. Okay. Oh, you can do that? What is Square Biz? Oh, that's what you're talking about.
What's Square Biz, though?
Oh, it's love. All right, okay.
Oh.
I'm with it. I like that.
So we're gonna give him a slower okay. song right. and see can he get with this monologue right here. This is one of my favorite ones.
Oh Lord, what is it? Shit. You look like a Toni Braxton there.
I do love Toni Braxton. I do. And since you said Toni Braxton, I should type her in, but no, that's not who I'm gonna
do that.
I don't own the rights to none of this music, because you know this is a podcast, and you know you might need licensing rights or something. I don't own them.
They're gonna get you after
30
seconds.
No, that's why you say it. You gotta let them know. I don't own the rights. Now make sure I put that in my thing.
I don't know too many Toni Braxton songs.
No, it's cool. I'm sure you've heard this song before. And I want you to be able to take this song and just tell me. I want you to go through the monologue. I Have Nothing by the late great Whitney Houston.
I have nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
So what you mean you want me to come home? I mean, I was there just a few minutes ago.
No, I might play this game later on when I get home.
So, what's up, babe? What's good? I'm sharing it. I'm right here with you. But I've already taken you for what you are because you're here. I didn't ask you to change anything. All I wanted you to do was be authentic with me. So what are you talking about? We've had this conversation 4 times. But you're asking me to change who I am. So you want me to change everything that I am just so you're happy? You know what? I don't want to talk about this. You don't have to look anymore. I'm standing right here. Ian.
What passion, baby? I'm not running. Where am I going? I'm right here in front of you. Then don't close it. Just stop fighting. Just stay here. I'm right here. What more do you want from me? I'm not walking. I'm right here. What you do is better because you listen right there. I'm glad for you because you death.
So if you're ever in my car with me, you ever see me driving down the street,
do this every day?
No, I just get super excited. So I'll tell you a story. I get super excited about music, right? And in every song like we talked about earlier, I see a vision. I see a whole thing. And so when I was a kid, this song, I would hear this song. I had watched The Bodyguard. Bodyguard is one of my favorite movies. Mm-hmm. And Whitney Houston is probably one of the best.
If I say I ain't never seen that movie.
You never seen The Bodyguard?
Never seen
it. You gotta watch The Bodyguard. It tells the story of a woman that's in charge. And actually, Whitney Houston sings the whole soundtrack, which makes it even
She's epic. Super in charge.
Yeah. She talks about, you know how you want to create this new narrative with y'all music?
Yeah.
She creates a narrative, I'm in charge and I'm a woman and I'm making it, but at the same time, I'm vulnerable and I need a man. Mm-hmm. So that's what, in this song, I Have Nothing, she's kind of like
being
saying
vulnerable.
That. She's like, I have nothing. Like, stop, don't walk away from me. Don't leave because Kevin Costner is the bodyguard, but he also is becoming her lover. And so when I was a kid, I watched this movie and one of my other favorite movies is Unfaithful. So Rihanna, I played with that song too. And I remember being a kid and I was just like, she's sitting there doing this and I would just come up with these monologues. And mom would be like, who are you talking to? I was like, nobody. And then I would just go through these monologues of songs and being able to just come up with a whole storyline in my head and being able to say, I know you don't have nothing, but I'm still standing, and just being able to act it out.
You know what? That's pretty creative. I might take a page out of that.
You should. You know what it helps with? It helps with your diction. It helps with your enunciation of words. And it also helps with like you building a character narrative.
But it also helps you respond and react. Like you're right. Listening. You got to listen.
And natural responses. Yeah. And that's the thing. You have to what?
Listen.
Yeah. And we don't do that a lot.
No, we don't.
As a society.
No, I mean.
As men. As culture, as black people, we don't.
No.
We don't listen a lot. And a lot of that is that call and response. And you kind of learn that early in church if you're a kid that grew up in church. Or you learn that in school when you're doing like the ABCs and all this stuff. So, Zion, you're creative. I wanted to get your reaction to, have you heard the new ABC song?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so there's a new ABC song, right?
ABC song?
There's a new ABC song that, sing your ABCs.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
When we do the whole thing?
Yes.
H, I, J, K, L, M, P.
Wow.
I always get mixed up.
So,
I ain't gonna lie.
Would you like to join me in singing the ABC song just to help your brother out?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna sing the song. Yes.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs.
Next time, won't you sing with me?
Okay, so the new ABC song has changed a little bit, right?
Is it hip-hop?
It is actually dramatically changed. And when I heard it the other day, I was actually really concerned and confused. So, we're going to hear the new ABC song.
All right. Let's talk about it then.
Yeah.
I don't like it already.
Now she kind of sound like you saying it though.
Oh, and she was a little slow with it.
That's how it is now.
So 35, yeah, is she really drawing
that double U? So the new ABC song,
and maybe
the new ABC song slows it down. They don't want the kids to say LMNOP. Because they were thinking that kids were, I don't know, kids adapted that's one letter.
L-M-N-O-P.
Yeah, but for us, you know, we L-M-N-O-P.
And plus it gives you rhythm.
L-M-N-O-P, right? So now this L-M-N-O-P-W. Only on Unfiltered Love Radio where you hear all of this go on. We'll be back in just a few minutes, closing up the show. Yo, what's good, Unfiltered Love people? We're back. Man, we've had a great conversation. It went way longer than I thought, and I'm sorry about that, but y'all know I know y'all enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. I make really no apologies for just great conversations with great people. Zion.
Yes, sir.
What you got going on next, bro? Like, tell us about your next projects. Tell the people where they can find you. Tell them, you know, just give them something.
Well, first you can find me on Instagram at Lash LaRue. I'm going to spell it out. L-A-L-A.
They can't hear you.
Oh, excuse me.
We know you don't know your ABCs as we just learned in the last segment.
It was just that one part.
He said, nigga, I get confused with my letters.
It's not like one. But it's Instagram at Lash LaRue.
Instagram at.
Oh, excuse me.
His Instagram page is. We're going to try this again. Hold on. Beep. Hey, Zion, how's it going? It's your guy, Killison. So, where can the people find you?
Project. You know what?
We gonna stop talking to him. Ian, I see why you beat his ass, bro.
Man, tell him where you can find you at, man.
It's on Instagram at Lash LaRue, LASHLEHRUE. Lash LaRue. And you can find it's the same on Twitter and Snapchat. So those are the sites I'm on.
Awesome.
Yes. And SoundCloud. Sorry. SoundCloud too as well. SoundCloud. Right. Lash LaRue Music. SoundCloud.
So you know what? Before you go, give us a little freestyle.
Oh my God. Why y'all want to do this?
I mean, it could be song or rap. It could be either one. I'm going to give you a topic.
Can I get a beat? You play a beat?
No.
Oh, okay. Give me a topic.
Okay. I'm going to give you a topic.
Okay.
Love. See, that makes it easy.
Okay. Love is the definition that I'm searching for. I'm trying to gain more. Every day is a score. Feeling in the way, I don't know.
Feeling in the way of war. I'm going to help him out because I'm getting really kind of bored.
At least he ain't like.
Nah, you did it though.
Yeah.
You know, last time you gave us a nice freestyle when I put you on.
Yeah,
you did a good job.
I ain't going to lie, that was rain though. So.
Yeah, I kind of figured it.
It was prepared.
Yeah,
so.
You know, because. But you know, this is the thing. You're great, but you're not that damn great. Anyway. Ian, tell us about you, bro. Where can we find you? What's popping with you next? Like, if people want to contact you, book you for shows and stuff, what they got to do?
Follow me on Instagram at Ian_Payton, IAN_PAYTON. I have a Facebook as well, Ian Payton. Next thing I'm doing is just, I'm supposed to do, I'm saying I'm a lot. I'm supposed
I know, public speaking class really
I know,
came
right?
handy.
I know, right? But I'm supposed to do what is it called?
He does
Naked. I'm preparing.
Are you doing Naked, bro?
I'm talking with working with my acting coach because he's trying to get me on Naked with another classmate of ours.
To do what?
A dual piece okay. on Naked. So that's yeah. one I'm working on.
I was supposed to do something on Naked a while ago. I actually reached back out to them because I said I was going to do a few things.
Yeah, so we're working on a little piece and trying to go get on Naked, working with my acting coach to get on Naked. So that's the next thing I'm working on and just trying to stay prepared and be ready for when, you know, the leading role, trying to get a leading role.
Dope.
Can I interject?
So where can they, so they find you there, you're going to do this, what you going to interject?
I was about to say, anybody that's looking for an acting coach, Marlon, on Thursdays at, how was it?
35th and Venue, Marlon Hardgrove.
He's dope, man.
Dope acting coach.
He keeps it real.
And he's a very
intimate. How much is it?
$5.
$5.
Really? $5. Tuesday, he does Tuesday class and Thursday class. Tuesdays is, he teach you on Tuesdays. It's in Virginia Beach, on Virginia Beach Boulevard. I forgot the exact place name. But Tuesday class, he teach you how to break down the script, read the script properly, audition. And Thursday is free for all, where it's on 35th and Venue in Norfolk, where you can sit there. It's a playground. You act. You do games and you act. Do acting games. If you're a poet, if you are a singer, a rapper, and he also critiques.
What was his name?
Marlon Hargrove.
Marlon Hargrove.
Yes.
Does he have an IG or something?
He does have an IG.
Okay, look up Marlon Hargrove.
He has an IG as well.
You want to be an Academy Award winner like Zion and Ian? I don't know what Zion gonna do, but like Ian, you know, Mr. Academy Award over here, you gonna be what?
Don't disrespect.
Yeah.
Also, the film, I was just saying thankful for my family. If y'all follow me, when y'all follow me on Instagram, I also will post more about it. But it's also going to be on Amazon Prime. Either, what is it, 12 o'clock? It's supposed to be on today, like 12 o'clock today or next week. But if you follow me, I'll keep you posted of when it is going to stream on Amazon
Prime. Trust me, I'm not trying to give this movie away, but it is a great movie. I laughed way more than I thought I would.
I was nervous as shit there, bro. I was like, man.
How did you feel getting, and you know, I know we said we're closing up, but how did you feel getting the audience reaction to them actually, like, we actually got what y'all worked so hard for?
Real talk, I'm up in the balcony. Mm-hmm. So, because I was talking to my best friend, telling him my reaction. I couldn't hear nobody at the bottom laughing. I could only hear people around me. The only time I heard people laughing when it's a big scene, a real big funny scene, I heard the whole place roar. But like when my scenes came out, I was mad nervous. I thought I bombed.
Nah.
And my family and friends keep it real. Like they'll let me know. Like, nah.
Yeah, because if you was whack, I was kind of, so I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of hoping the movie was whack and I wasted my little. It's so funny. I always hope for the best, right?
Right.
But then at the same time, I'll be like, yo, I'm about to joke this cheap, low-budget black movie. The editing, who were the guys that did the...
Miguel and Brandon, OVR10 Production.
Firefighters. And man,
OVR10, follow them on Instagram, OVR10 Production.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the quality of that movie.
But yeah, man.
The caliber of the acting. It was just, for somebody first film, you would never know it was a first film. It's a movie that should be running on BET every Sunday.
Yeah, I really, really respect, I call him Big Bro. I really respect Shelton because he put his hard-earned money into this film. Yeah. Like, no funding from any major production, any company. This was his hard-earned money, and I respect this man for it because he showed you that you can do it. If you have a vision, you have a dream, you have a vision.
And the finances.
You can do anything. Cheap. It's not. You can do anything. And it was really dope to see that come to life. And I really like support this dude and respect him, man. But follow him too. The writer SJ on Instagram.
All right. You've been talking to Ian and Zion Payton. We out of here.
Thanks for having me, bro.
To the studio.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate
y'all. Appreciate you, bro.
Man, keep doing what y'all do. Yo, what's good, Unfiltered Love people? Man, that was a great interview. Talk to Ian and Zion Payton. As you can see, these some young, successful brothers got a lot going on. Make sure y'all follow them, y'all reach out to them, book them for shows, book them for things that you need done, music. Make sure y'all check out their group. Man, that song was live. They was live. Y'all just been rocking with me, and I appreciate it. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, hit that little gold star.
make sure we reach people, make sure that we're standing out and being who we're supposed to be. Earlier in the podcast, we talked about comparison, and I really do think that your gift will open a door for you. I think that you have to stop comparing yourself to where you want to be, to where you are, and to where you're going. And you have to start just manifesting and claiming where you're going. The power of manifestation really changes our whole lives. It really changes how we want to be. As a man thinketh, so is he. So, you know, say this with me. I know I always give affirmation. Say, as I think, that's who I am. As I think, that's who I am. As I think, that's who I am. And then fill in those letters of what you want to be. I am the freedom coach. I am a billionaire philanthropist. Because those are the things that I know that are innate in me. I'm going to reach 7 billion people. You guys are going to help me. We're going to share the message of freedom. Until next time, be free and live your mega life today.